Good afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. Joining us this afternoon is Chuck Betts, who is the Executive Director for the Keokuk Economic Development Corporation. Chuck, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. I always enjoy this.
This afternoon, what we want to do is look at KEDC. Before we get into kind of some new vision, a new outlook for the organization, Chuck, what exactly is KEDC?
KEDC is the Keokuk Economic Development Corporation, a not-for-profit corporation that was established to enhance the economic development of Keokuk. It has a fairly long history, and the major kinds of developments have been, of course, the creation of Kindustry Park and the attraction of industry to Kindustry Park. KEDC had recently, in the last 10 years, has become a closer partnership with the newly created Lee County Economic Development Group. And so in the county are three pretty powerful economic development groups, that being Fort Madison and Keokuk and then the Lee County Economic Development Group.
Did this come to be as an offshoot of the city, or was this more of a private initiative?
Oh, I think it was certainly encouraged by the city, but the establishment of the Economic Development Corporation was interested citizens just coming together to make sure that there was some vision for the future, that there was some direction that could be followed and goals that were set, and that's how it happened, and that's what they set out to do.
We'll look a little bit at the new focus in a bit, but what has been the mission and maybe the focus of KEDC?
I think that KEDC, along with a lot of economic development groups in communities like us, have undergone a kind of a different perception of themselves and their role. Early in the history of groups like this, the perception might have been what they call smokestack chasing, which is the effort to find and attract a large industry to the area to bring hundreds of jobs at one time. That effort got pretty sophisticated, and it led to the kinds of incentive for industries that you hear about now, with tax breaks and property and utility kinds of infrastructure being created for those industries. The economic development environment in towns and communities like Keokuk now are seeing that everybody's after those industries. Everybody wants 300, 400 jobs at a time, especially in today's environment after the recession. There aren't enough to go around for everybody, and so it became kind of a bidding war, giving up a lot to get that one industry. Sites have kind of broadened a little bit, I think, and now it's a question of, do you want one 500-job industry or do you want 10, 50-job industries? There are advantages and disadvantages to both. The 500-job industry is probably going to take longer, take more incentives. But, of course, the payback after a long period of time can be very great in terms of taxes, jobs, support industries that grow up around that industry. The advantages, of course, for a smaller 10, 50-job industries is that you can target industries that are more like you, that fit where you are and what you do and the workforce that you have. And you can be pretty sure that you can supply 50 workers for those jobs with the right skill mix. 500 workers at one time is a lot of people. And we like to think that we have a lot of workers out. We do have workers that are, of course, underemployed or unemployed because of the recession. But it's the skill mix that's the problem right now. And so it's a little bit of let's look at our existing industry. Let's find out how we can hold on to the industries that are here, who have become our partners, who have stayed with us through the tough times and are still providing jobs in our area, and help them grow rather than attract a new one. You know, there's that old saw, is it easier to find a new customer or to cultivate the existing customers that you have? And the prevailing wisdom, of course, is it's much more expensive to find a new one than it is to cultivate the ones that you have.
And that really goes into the new, it sounds like a new vision for KEDC with three main priorities: building better relationships, as you mentioned, with the existing businesses, kind of reaching out more to potential businesses, and then concentrating on a workforce develop initiative. In general, how did we get to the point of identifying these as really the three main goals of KEDC?
Well, that's the next step in the history story, I guess. The step where LCEDG, Lee County Economic Development Group, came into existence was, of course, to broaden the net and also to get some cooperative action between the existing economic development groups to see if we couldn't do something that would benefit the whole county. If a large industry decides to locate in Lee County, it helps all of Lee County. I mean, the case in point, of course, is Siemens. That was a fairly cooperative effort between the two communities of Keokuk and Fort Madison, landed in smack, you know, right there in the middle between the two, closer to Fort Madison than on the Fort Madison tax rolls. But still, the Keokuk community and the powers that be at that point in time cooperated a great deal in that. One of the fallouts from Lee County Economic Development Group being created was, of course, that there was a tendency to lay back a little bit and say, okay, we have a Lee County group now. We'll let them take more of a lead than we have been. What that proved to do was, yes, create a strong Lee County Economic Development Group. We're working very hard, but they've undergone some changes now, too. And they're a smaller group than they used to be, and they're working just the people that are there. But some of the services they were able to provide now have gone away. And some of the things that Keokuk Economic Development Corporation depended on them for, they can no longer provide. And so we've had to kind of, get the rust out of the wheels, and we're trying to turn that crank a little bit harder so that there's a little more spark, a little more resource. The creation of my position in concert with the directorship of the Keokuk Area Chamber of Commerce is one of the consequences of that. Someone to pay attention to on the local side to KEDC from a professional position standpoint, not as an extra job on top of my day job. So I think that's a step in the right direction. So we're taking another hold on the local economic development to look harder at where we're at, look harder at what we've done, look harder at where we want to be, change the focus, as you said. Our new president, Kevin Kuckelman, came in and asked some very tough questions of our board. You know, who are we? What do we do? If we weren't here, would it make any difference? Those are tough questions for an organization to ask. And our board came up with some good answers. And we are now moving in a direction, as you said, of we've established three very strong focus points for the future. We realized a couple of things. One was that people were losing identity. We didn't have a strong presence in the front of people's minds as who we were and what we did, because most of the activity had been taken under LCEDG. And so we need to gain some of that back. We need to recreate an identity of who we are, what we're doing, why we're doing it, what benefit it has, how we're going to proceed now with that. And so that was one of the things we wanted to do was a strong communication push to get us back in front of our support group, which is the Keokuk community. Another part of that is selling ourselves to ourselves. I continue to get every day in my office comments from somebody who drove through, used to live here, didn't used to live here, but came through and wrote a note to me or sent an email saying, there's a lot of negativity in Keokuk. And yeah, there is. If you narrow your research band, you're going to find a lot of people who are negative. But if you broaden the band, you're going to find some people who are very, very supportive, working very, very hard. So we've got to do a better job of telling Keokuk and Keokuk citizens there's good things going on.
You talk about selling the organization, making sure people know what's going on. Economic development is such a private, such a quiet, confidential type of a situation. How do you meld those two together, making sure people know that you're out there, you're out front, at the same time with so much going on behind the scenes?
This is one of the charges that I've taken on, and that is we need to report what we're doing. We can't necessarily always report results because the partners that we're engaged with, we're trying to attract to the area, are very confidential. It's a pretty tough world out there with competition and others that might want to take advantage of news about your company doing something or other with your current customers or with other competitors. And so they got to keep their hands close to their vest until all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So it's hard to report those step-by-step status steps that we are taking with some industries and some businesses we're trying to attract because they don't want others to know. We would like to tell everybody everything because that, again, is a story of positive growth and continued status toward established goals. So it becomes very difficult. But what we can talk about is process. We can talk about the organization, We can talk about, we can relive the history that we just talked about. We can reintroduce people to what economic development is. More frequent press releases. And when we have a meeting and something happens, like our three goals, we put a press release out to say, here's what we're doing, here's who we are. As Kevin is leading this rethinking organization itself, you know, what do we stand for? If we weren't here, would anybody care? We think we've discovered people would care. And if we weren't doing this, nobody would be doing it. And that's a terrible void to have in a community. And so those are some of the things that we're moving toward to get that done. The other thing that we can talk about with KEDC that people can understand is who the players are. You know, who's on the KEDC board? If I have an idea that I want to take to somebody, where do I go with it? If I'm in town and I hear a rumor, who do I ask about that rumor?
I know some of the local groups. I know in Burlington, there have been capital campaigns to really benefit economic development efforts. Is that being looked at for Keokuk? How much does money play a factor in what KEDC can do?
Well, economic development, you know, I've always said, this is one of my favorite sayings, is you can do anything. It's just a matter of time and money. But we're in a position where, you know, time and money are very, very important. We have a small chest of operational funds that hasn't changed much in the few years, KEDC, that is. We could use, yes, an influx of capital because economic development, when it's done right, is not inexpensive. You have to be visible. You have to be connected. You have to be in front of the line when somebody comes up and says, has anybody got any good ideas? And to do that requires an investment by the community.
How do you go about gauging success, maybe short versus long term, when you're doing a whole new revamp of your idea, your way of thinking on this? How do you judge success?
Well, one of the things that Kevin, again, our president, has impressed upon on me as the only staff member is when we have meetings, we're going to concentrate on the three major goals. Every meeting, we're going to talk about all of them and say, what's happened? Have we made any progress? And so that's one way to gauge whether or not you're moving. Another way, of course, are those big successes. If a business decides to locate here, if a business decides to make a major investment in its current place here, news like McDonald's moving, buying the old land from the old middle school, old high school when I was there, of course, and those kinds of things, and then celebrating those when they happen. That's, of course, is a gauge of success. Another gauge of success that we're going to, that I personally will look for is when more people are asking me questions about KEDC, nobody even asks. And so if we get more questions, even if they're, you know, what the heck do you think you're doing? It's an opportunity to talk to another citizen about what economic development is and how it's going to benefit the community if we just invest in it at the front end. So those are some of the signals of success. There are, of course, others. If it's like any other volunteer organization, I think a volunteer board can count itself successful when people are clamoring to be on the board rather than the board having to go out and beat the bushes to find the right people to be on the board. And so when we start to see that kind of interest, I think it'll be great.
All right. Well, Chuck, as I look at my clock, I believe we are out of time. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
This is great. This is one of those efforts that I want to take for KEDC to get people to know who we are, what we're doing, how we've changed, and where we're going in the future. So this is very timely. Thanks a lot, Jason.
That was Chuck Betts. He is the executive director for the Keokuk Economic Development Corporation. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.